This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock Investments for our opening discussion on the marketplace. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A bit of a softer tone overnight, and as we reopen here, we continued to see a bit of a bounce related to short covering, but As we expect, you know, short covering is in closing and of those bearish bets, profit taking from the large speculators is one thing. Sustained new buying interest is another, and we don't quite have that yet. There were some signs of optimism to kick off the week in terms of demand, with a couple of daily flash sales popping up for some corn to Taiwan and soy meal sold to an unknown buyer. But on the flip side of that is some negativity, where we are talking a lot about China and those buyers really taking in quite a bit of corn from Ukraine, and probably still some soybeans from Brazil here, more so than from the U.S. right now. And that's something, as we head into this new month of March and on into the spring, that we're going to keep close track on as usual. But it's important that we see some return of demand from China here seasonally. Normally, they're going to be a bigger buyer of corn about this time of the year, but they do have other alternatives at the moment. I think we've gotten to a point where prices are cheap enough that they're going to take a better look at our market here going forward, but it just hasn't happened in a big enough way yet to, again, spark that big buying interest that would maybe flip the recent trend from bearish to bullish, at least though, again, that we do have some form of a bottoming type of action here, some easing of the bearishness lately.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn down 2 even at 428 even. May soybeans down 5.5 at 1149.5. May soybean meal down $2.50 at 331 even. May soybean oil down 18 cents at 44.99. On the Merc, April live cattle up 15 cents at 186.82. March feeder cattle up 92 cents at 252.47. April lean hogs down 35 cents at 85.92. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.